Good afternoon to everybody on tonight. Amen. I don't know anybody excited. Amen. Besides me on tonight. Amen. It's always a blessing. And it's always a privilege and an honor to come before God peoples on tonight. Amen. You know, it's just an amazing thing. I was like, God, hello.
Well, I want to say that you're not alone. And we all come this far by faith, but I won't even interject in the beginning of a broadcast, but I think everybody on this broadcast, some way or another, has been touched by Bishop Carlton Pearson.
Amen.
And regardless to personal beliefs, I know I was blessed by Azusa. I know I was blessed by so many of his conferences. And do I agree? Well, that's not my business. But the reason why I played that song tonight, because I know prophetically, woman of God, that you would touch on something that would be about the separation of state. And I didn't know what you were going to say, but I knew that if I played this song, that we would all be like, well, he's on his deathbed. He's been scrutinized, but also has he been remembered? And so I had to put that out there, because I know if you are a believer and have been in the Word, Carlton Pearson and the Azusa movement was dynamic in my life. And that's not passing judgment, but it's giving honor to God's work in people's lives.
Mm-hmm. Right. True.
And I just wanted to just acknowledge that and say, woman of God, I know you do what you do, and I know you're going to continue. And all of you, all of our listeners out there, know this. It stays the same. We are consistent with God's will. And so, woman of God, thank you so much for allowing me to chirp in the beginning. Those that want to speak or have questions, stay along, hang around, dial one at the end, and we'll talk to you. But woman of God, I know that you will speak to us in a mighty way.
Amen. 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 Thank God for Pastor E. Hamilton. Amen. Anytime, man of God, like I said, we have to be supportive for one another. So many people want to ask questions when people's going through things, but we should be interceding, praying for, like I say, Bishop Carlton Pearson. Amen. Instead of trying to figure out what it is, what caused it, that's not important. Important thing, pray for him, for his family. Amen. Like Pastor E said, Bishop Carlton Pearson, I mean, great mighty man of God, preacher man of God. Amen. So we should not take time to intercede and pray for him and his family. And that's what I believe in. Amen. So I do give honor to Spirit of Christ tonight, head of my life. Amen. I'm always excited anytime they come down to bringing forth the word of God. I was saying earlier, I said, God, all week long, I said, God, you haven't given me anything for the people tonight. So I'm like, okay, God, you know, because he used to do, like, boom. But this time, I mean, I was still waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting on God to give me something tonight. And then all of a sudden, he spoke to me and said, tonight you will be talking about studying to be quiet. I'm like, wow, okay, God. You know, so I just thank God on tonight that I had the ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you and me on tonight. Amen. So I do give honor to my Most High God tonight. Amen. My Jehovah Jireh, my El Shaddai, my provider. Amen. I thank God for him being my father and my daddy and my best friend. Let's pray, jump right into this word. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we do come before your presence tonight. We just come before you with bowed our head and humble heart. God, we ask you that you will examine us through and through tonight. Hallelujah. God, we ask you that you remove anything that's not pleasing to your sight tonight. God, allow this word to begin to wash your people, begin to cleanse your people, begin to purge their heart, purge their mind, purge their soul tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you said in your word, who that have the ear to hear, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto you on tonight and me tonight. And God, you get the glory, you get the honor, you get all the praise. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen, amen. Like I was saying earlier, this is amazing, man. God never did this to me before. That's why I'm laughing, because God always speak to me. But it's a reason why God waited to the last minute tonight to give me this word. As I was getting ready to
take my shower. I like, God, you still ain't gave me nothing. This is how I talk to him. I like, God, okay. I said, God, what I supposed to speak tonight? You ain't gave me nothing. And Spirit of the Lord say, mm-mm. He said, see, I want to wait until I want, he's, I was testing you to see what you was going to do. Come on, somebody. Come on. Even my flesh was saying, I ain't got no word. I should text Pastor E, tell him I ain't going to be to do it tonight. But see, that was the enemy, because God had a word for somebody tonight. If this word is for me first, amen, we are the first partaker of the word, amen. So the Spirit of the Lord says, study to be quiet. Think about it. On the key thing tonight, the only way we're going to hear the voice of God is studying to be quiet. What about when we run around here all day, you know, all in my emotions and flesh and the natural, you know, Lisa, blah, blah, blah. I would not be able to hear from God tonight about 6 o'clock p.m. Why did I hear from God tonight? Because my spirit was open. I was waiting on my father, my daddy, to give me this word on tonight, and he didn't give it to me until tonight. So the Lord say, see, I'm going to put you to a test. I'm going to see how quickly can you jump, can you study, can you get into my presence tonight, can you seek me? He said, yeah, there's a word. And he said, but I come when I get ready. He said, yes, I always come to you weak. But he said, but this time, the Lord said, I'm changing things. Who? I said, what you say? He said, oh, yeah, I'm changing things. He said, tonight I put you to a test to see what was Lisa going to do, what Lisa going to yield to the Spirit of God, what Lisa going to lead to her own understanding. Oh, my God, that's so good. Study to be quiet, and that ye should study to be quiet and to do your own business. Mind your own business when you study to be quiet. You can't be in the book of James or tell bearer, busybody. Come on, somebody. Study to be quiet. Why? Because it's so important in this season that you want to hear from God. You got to study to be quiet. You got to get in that secret place in Psalms 91. You got to get there. He said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. If you want to hear from God, whatever you need for God in this season, a miracle, a breakthrough, a healing, your finance, whatever it is, he said, you got to get into that quiet place. Why should I get into that quiet place? You get in that quiet place, it's only you and God on him. He said, study to your own business and to work with your own hand. Paul was actually telling the readers to be ambitious about being quiet. What does the Bible say about being quiet? There is a time to keep silent in the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. There's a time to keep silent, a time to speak. A time to be quiet, a time to speak. You don't have to give an answer for everything. Come on, somebody. See, that's the problem with some of us, the body of Christ. We want to speak things out immediately. And so we should study. We should seek God. We should fast. We should pray. And say, God, if this is the time for God, give me a word for anybody. I don't just quickly release that word. I always pray and say, God, it's a time for me to get this word to that person, because guess what? We have to give God enough time to condition that person's heart, their mind, their soul, their spirit, and they have to be into a place to be able to receive the word from us so they will know that it came straight from the throne room. Why? Because Lisa studied to be quiet. Lisa waited and seek God until the Lord said, now's the time to release the word. God, that's why I said there's a time to keep silent, and it's time to speak. You have to know, it's time for me to speak. It's a time for me to be silent. Come on, somebody. It come a time now in our life that we have to get into that place and say, God, I ain't moving till you tell me to move. God, I ain't going to the left, I ain't going to the right until you speak to me, give me clarity, give me instruction. And that's how you know to study to be quiet, because if you're in that quiet place, I promise you, God's going to speak to you, speak to me. Why? Because he want to get us to the proper place, in the proper position, so we're able to receive what God is saying. That's why he said tonight, tell my people tonight, study to be quiet. It don't, no such thing is hard. It's not hard. Come on. The Bible says we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened you and me tonight. We need to study to be quiet. Come on, somebody. Some of us, we're speaking too much. We talking too much. Come on. When God says fast, we don't want to fast. When God said pray, we don't want to pray. Come on. When he said seek me, we don't want to seek God. And that's why we missing the mark. Because you cannot hear from God until you get into that quiet place. Come on, somebody. You can't not like anybody puts on your ear gate. The Bible said guard your ear gates, guard your heart, guard your mind, guard your spirit. That's why today I had to get into that quiet place. I had to go in my room, shut the door, get away from everybody so I can't have no distraction because I was waiting on my daddy to give me this word tonight, and he waited till 6 p.m. to say, give me this word. And I was like, God, I'm waiting. I even told one of my sisters, I said, honey, God ain't gave me nothing. And I like, that ain't like God. He always give me something in a week in advance. But you know what? Tonight the Lord put me through a test. Because the spirit, the inner man, inner woman was saying, don't do it. You ain't got no word. You ain't got nothing for the people of God tonight. Blah, blah, blah. He tried to make me get frustrated, irritated, aggravated. You know what I'm saying? In the midst of me going through that little motion, I had to get away, go in my room, close the door. Seek God, Lord, okay, God, I'm waiting. And that's when the Lord gave me that word. You know why? Because I had an ear to hear what he said unto me. Why? I was in that quiet place. Being quiet can be a struggle. Ooh, it can be a struggle. Especially the ones that talk. Got a word for everything. I already got a word. Come on, somebody. The Bible says don't give an eye for eye, two for two. That's why it's a struggle. But it can also be a good virtue. Uh-huh. The Bible commands to have arrows able to keep the peace. Listen. However, discouragement, being quiet, too timid, silence can help us avoid sin. You may be blessed by holding your tongue. See, the enemy, they getting over on us because we ain't saying nothing. Come on. So when we start running our mouth, see, the Bible says when you silent, the devil get confused. But what we want to do is we don't want to hold our tongue. Come on, somebody. We don't want to be silent because, she should have did this. She should have came at me. He did it. He did that. But guess what the Bible says? I put a message 2 Sundays ago and said, God said the battle is not mine. It's not ours. You ain't got to fight no battle. God going to fight the battle for him. He told Jehoshaphat, by this time tomorrow, you will not see your enemies no more. But what Jehoshaphat had to do, he had to stay in a place of position so he could hear from God. When God told him, you ain't got to fight no battles, what did he have to do? He had to build a place to be here from God in that quiet place. But we don't want to be into a quiet place. We want to say what we want to say. We don't matter who it hurt. Don't matter if it cut you up. But guess what? At the end, we got to pay for that. The Bible says slow to speak, swift to hear. What the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you and me tonight, the problem is we talking too much. We not being quiet. That's why we going to lose the battle. Come on. You're going to lose the fight. Everything you try to conquer, if you don't learn how to be quiet and close your mouth, zip it. Like because there's a time for everything. You got to know, God, it's a time for me to speak. It's in my time. It's in my season. Come on, somebody. I've been waiting on God to open up some doors for me for a long, long time. Guess what? I stay humble. God, you said my gift can make room for you. God, you said you'll bring me before great and mighty women and men. So God, you said you put open doors for me. So what I did, I trust God. I got the word. I heard the word. I received the word. So I put it to action. Even when I got the word about it to open up for me, I still stay humble. I humble myself, submit myself under the mighty hands of God. Whatever I do and say, God get the glory. Why? Because I'm studying to be quiet. I'm in Psalms 91. I am dwelling, T-H. Me, we got to continue to dwell with in the secret place. Come on, somebody. What is a secret place? It's a place for just you and God. Woo! Well, why are we not sitting? Why we not being quiet? We telling too much. The Bible said, let your right hand know what your left hand doing. What we doing? We want to tell everything. The Bible says some blessings, some miracles, some healing. We got to learn how to keep it between God and us. This is one thing I have learned 2022, 2023. I don't tell nobody my miracle, my blessing into the manifestation. Then when I got it, then I'm going to be still careful who I share it with. Why? Because we got some Judas. Woo, we got some betrayal. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You got some haters. Woo, you got some kill. You got some murders. Come on, somebody. They want to kill your vision, kill your dream. They want to kill what's embedded in you and me. But I don't know about you all. I have worked too hard. I have suffered. God is doing a work on Lisa Cal Harris. Something I want to say, I can't say. Come on. My family get to acting up. The Lord said, remember, that better snatch you on my job 2 weeks ago. I went through something, and I just had Christmas on the Sunday. That Tuesday I got tried. The Lord said, remember what you said. That better is not Lisa. Lisa ain't got to fight the better. God gonna fight the battle. God quickly gave me that word on last Tuesday on my job. The Lord said, now don't you know anytime you preach a sound doctrine word, the enemy gonna come back and he gonna test you. He gonna try you. But he said, study to be quiet, Lisa. You ain't got to fight this battle. The battle belongs to God. He said, anytime elevation comes, anytime promotion comes, these little things have to come. The Bible said, but they small foxes. Come on, somebody. We got to be a watch. We got to be praying. We got to be careful. And we got to know God. Okay, God said it. Be quiet. Lord, got to be quiet. Because you said, this battle is not Lisa. Amen. Let's get to the word of God. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 11. 1 Thessalonians verse 4, 11. Amen. I'm a word person. I always have the word to back up what I say. I don't just be saying things out there just to be saying. Come on, somebody. It's never about me. It's all about the kingdom of God. Here's what the word of the Lord say. And that ye should study to be quiet and to do your own business, to work with your own hands. We command you, try the choice. Why? Whatever God has told you to do, you have to learn how to work with it with your own hand. Study to be quiet. Only way we going to win any battle, we got to study to be quiet. We got to seek God. We got to pray. We got to fast. And we got to ask God, Lord, help me. Give me more understanding of what I need to do. Come on, somebody. The Bible said, trust in the Lord. Lean not to our own understanding, all our way. He said, if we acknowledge him, he will direct your path and my path. But we got to be real people for God. We are not leaning to God's understanding. We lean to our own understanding. And that's why we are losing the battle, because we trying to take things in our own hands. Come on, somebody. And we try to take advantage in our own hands. And that's why we're going to lose the battle every time, because we are not studying to be quiet. There's a time, there's a season for everything. Do you know what season you are in right now? Do you know it's your time to speak? It's your time to say stuff? Come on, somebody. You have to know that you know it's my season. Why? I know this is my season because, like I said, I've been waiting for God to open up doors for me. Come on, not Lisa. Come on. We have to learn how to wait on God. And when it's that time, we walk through the door. The Bible says, what I bless, no man can curse. Come on, somebody. See, when we in the kingdom of God, can't nobody curse us unless you believe in it. Now, if you believe in the word of God, he said, well, he blessed, no man can curse. Can't nobody curse us. Can't nobody put no spell on them. They can try to send spirit after them. Now, the Bible did say that the weapons, it will form where it shall not prosper. That's the word of God says. But if we study to be quiet, the Lord going to let you and me know that something getting ready to come up on you. You get ready to go through. You get ready to just get ready to happen. But how can we hear? If we're busy by that, we're the tail bearer. Come on, somebody. We're not in a proper place. not in a position to hear from God. Yes, God is speaking. But he's saying, are you in that quiet place? Are you in that place that you can pray? Seek God. Pray for others. Come on, somebody. God said, whatever I may happen for Pastor E. Come on, somebody. Pastor Terry. Whoever else on this line tonight, whatever I may happen for you all, God said he's going to let somebody make it happen for me. Why? Because I studied to be quiet. I learned how to speak. I learned when not to say, what not to say. Why? Because I'm in a whole new place now in the kingdom of God. So we don't allow our emotions, come on, our feelings, get us out of the way. Why? Because I'm studying to be quiet. The Bible says, study to be quiet. Mind your own business. Come on. But we so busy about it and everybody else affair. How you going to tell me how to rule my house when you can't even rule your own house? Ooh, hallelujah, right there. Come on, somebody. So I don't know about you. I'm studying to be quiet even more. Lord, help me. Help Lisa. I said, God, work on Lisa. Work on my mouth. Work on my actions. Work on my attitude. Work on my spirit. David said, create in me a clean heart. Oh, God. And we knew what they mean, the right spirit. God will create us a clean heart, a new heart, new mind, and new soul, new spirit. But are you really want God to give you a new heart? Woo! Hallelujah. See, God ain't going to force nothing on you and me. Come on. He said, whosoever will, God said, let them come. So he ain't going to force us to suddenly be quiet. When you already know, I ain't going to say nothing. I went through a test today. I got a test message from my sister saying something is phenomenal to me. And I'm like, ooh, and God say, you ain't going to fight that battle. Battle belongs to God. He said you're going to go through all these testing. So the enemy know you got to speak tonight. So he trying to bring distraction. The enemy wants you to get out of course, out of place, out of focus, out of your position. He said, ignore the text message. Don't text a bite. Because he said what she did, trying to get you out of character to say what she said to you. And he said, that was a test for you, Lisa. So guess what I had to do? I had to study to be quiet. Ooh. So I said, Holy Ghost, help me. Place your hand over my mouth, that I will not say anything until you release me to say something. We can be our own hindrance, our own enemy, our own everything, because we are not studying to be quiet. We're speaking out of time, speaking out of city, speaking out of turn. Come on. We got to learn how to be quiet. There is a time and there is a season for everything. We have to learn how to ultimate refraining. For speaking and certain, refraining, oh God, I gotta refrain myself. See, people of God, before we say anything, we have time to think about it first. Ultimate refraining for speaking and certain, meaning the situation are to practice self-control. Ooh, self-control. You mean to tell me I can control my own action, control my own thought, control my own think? Yes, you can. Practice self-control. How you going to get self-control? Somebody try you and me. You don't have to say anything. We need to be praying and plead the blood and applying the blood. Lord, I pray for this system. I pray for this brother. I know that was not them. That was the enemy. But God, you sent them to me because you came to test me to see what I'm going to do, self-control. What I'm going to refrain for texting her bite, emailing her bite. Come on, somebody. So we have to refrain from conversation. We have to refrain from some company that we keep it. Come on. Some company is bad company. So if you know you're not strong enough to learn to be quiet around certain people, you need to do what? Refrain yourself from being around those people. Because if you don't, guess what's going to happen? You're going to continue to fail the test. You're going to continue to fight the battles. You're going to continue to lose every time because you are not doing self-control. That's why it's so important that we do what? Self-control. Amen. Let's go to Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, verse 7. Ecclesiastes, the third chapter and verse 7. I'm almost done. Matter of fact, amen. When the Lord say, that's it for me. Amen. A time to render, a time to sow, a time to keep silent, and a time to speak. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. A time to keep silent. Mm-mm. Reason why? The reason why we keep losing the battle, the reason why we got to keep going around the same cycle, the same mountain, the same road, same street, because we're not keeping silence. We're speaking out of turn, out of season. We're speaking out of our own intellect. And then once we say something, first time we say, ooh, I shouldn't have said that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Lisa, you was wrong for that. Lisa, why did you let them bring you out of character? Lisa, why did you allow the spirit, dysfunctional spirit, to pull you to say stuff? You were studying to be quiet. You were doing real good, Lisa. But what happened? I lost self-control. I allowed that my emotion, my feelings, my flesh, to cause me not to be quiet when the Lord says, study to be quiet, daughter. You ain't got to fight no battles, daughter. You ain't got to say nothing to that individual. He said, just for them. Pray for mercy. Pray that I have mercy on them. Because the Bible said, I believe in Psalms 105, verse 15, to touch not my anointing one, to my prophet no harm. So when the God say, when they touch you, they touch me. Come on, somebody. The Bible said, when they do it to my least one, they do it unto me. So he said, it might as well go ahead and hang a millstone around their own neck. Why? Because they have touched my anointing one. If we stand on the word of God, people of God, we're going to win a whole lot of battles if we just stand and be quiet. God, you said you'll fight my battle. God, you said I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. But we give God fight the scripture. We give him fight the word. But we not acting on the word. We not doing the word. Yeah, we can quote the scripture all day long. But are you doing self-control? Are you living what you're saying? Are you practicing what you live in? You can quote all day long, all the word. Come on, somebody, all the intellect, deep revelation, deep knowledge. But what about your character? Your character is jacked up. You got an attitude. Come on, you mean you're hateful. And you think somebody want to be around you. Nobody want to be around them kind of people. Come on. The Bible said love and kindness have a draw deep. The Bible said self-answer go turn away who? The wrath of God. Self-answer. Yes, honey. Yes, baby. And you know that was wrong, but we don't want to say yes, honey. It's okay. It's okay, honey. I know you didn't mean no harm. No. We're not going to say that. What are we going to do? We finna get them. Oh, I'm finna get them. God, I know I'm saved. I'm a woman of God. I'm a prophet. I'm an apostle. I'm a bishop. But just what we say, God, I got feelings too. God, you know that one, right? And God said, And then he said, well, what about you? He said, nah, you just as wrong as they are. Why? Because you're trying to vindicate your own self. Well, he said, I'll vindicate for you. But what we do, we don't do self-control. We let our own control get all out of right. Mess up, toe off on the flow up. Practice self-control. Practice how to be quiet. Come on. We don't want to turn that other cheek. Come on. Ain't nobody doing that no more. No. We want to get even. We want to get avenged. We want to get revenge. Come on. That is not how godly people's act. That is not how kingdom people's act. That is not how God disciples act. Come on, if you said you want a God disciple, God set them down and talked in the word of God, and then God said, love and kindness have a draw deep. Walk in love. Perfect love casts out fear. I ain't walking no love. God, I know what you said. But God, that ain't right. God said, I already know that ain't right. But if you move your stinking self out of the way, let me deal with them, with yourself, with your nasty attitude, unrighteous self, self-righteous. Come on. Move yourself out of the way. It ain't about you. God already know that ain't right. God know that's wrong. Say that, be quiet. What you pray and seek it, God's going to open you and me. But we don't want to do that. Oh, no. I ain't praying. I ain't fasting. No, God. We tell God what we ain't going to do. But when God helps, like our blessing, our miracles, we want to get upset with God. Why? Because you're disobedient, you hard-headed, you stiff-necked. Come on, somebody. We got a whole lot of goats. We ain't got no sheep. Got a whole lot of goat. What if a goat is going to fuck up against the word of God? Come on. Better to be quiet. This is my last thing. I'm going to be done. My dear brother and sister, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen. Quick. Listen. Hold on. I got to hear what God is saying. Hold on. Hold that thought right there for a minute. Matter of fact, let me call you right back on the phone. Let me call you back. I got to get off the phone because God is speaking. He says you should be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. Now, I know ain't no man or woman of God got no anger problem. Come on. I know ain't no apostle, no bishop, the prophet, the overseer, the archbishop, the chief bishop, chief apostle. I know you got no anger problem. Come on. Ain't no way. And this verse not only give wise instruction, talking about James 1:9. Wise instruction, but it points to follow up Jesus to the spirit to grow. I'm going to stop right there, but I got to stop right there. Spirit to grow. We should be in a whole another place right now. The 2023 to the 31st, to be in a spiritual growth. The Bible says we should be we go from what? Glory to faith to faith. We should be spiritual growth, growing spiritual. How you gonna go spiritual when you ain't got no word in you? You ain't reading no word, you ain't studying, you ain't being quiet, you talking, blah 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 blah. Come on, somebody. Too much on Facebook. Too much on Instagram. Come on. All this other stuff. You too much on that. That's why you can't stand it and be quiet. It's crushing, but it points follow Jesus' spirit to grow and encourage us to live in a way to mortgage by patience and peace. Give wise instructions. Instruction. Okay, what you saying, prophet? Get instruction first. For you make any transition. For you make any move. For you go to the right, go to the left. Wait on God to give us instruction. Not only instruction, but what about wise instruction? You can't get instruction from God if you're not in that quiet place. Why? You're going to hear everybody's voice. You can call on the phone, text everybody on the phone. What you think I should do, sister? Brother, I don't know what to do right now, baby. Turn your place down. The Bible said these kinds come through much faster than prayer. You better be careful who you get counseling from. The Bible said get wise counseling. Be careful who you want to counsel you. Be careful who you want to get instruction from. You should get instruction from God yourself. You shouldn't have to go to your pastor for instruction. Once you get instruction from God, then if God leads you, then to go to your pastor. Some things we can't tell everybody. Ooh, come on, somebody tonight. You got to get wise instructions from the Lord. How do you get wise instruction? In that quiet place, praying, seeking, fasting, calling on the name of Jesus. Pray daily. Come on, somebody. Do my flesh want to fast every Wednesday and Thursday from time I go to bed till 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon? Don't eat nothing. Do my flesh want to discipline myself? Yes. Why? It's necessary. It's helping me to be quiet. It's crucifying my flesh. It's helping me to die to Lisa. Helping my flesh to die daily. I have to fast. It's necessary that I turn my place down every Wednesday and Thursday. It don't matter where I'm at. I told God, Lord, I'm giving you 2 days every week. I've got to sacrifice my time, my life to God, because God is in. I'm dedicated. I'm committed to God. I love God. God loves Lisa, and I'm going to continue, even after tonight. This message is for me tonight. Steady to be quiet. Steady. That means you got to get in the Word of God. When you get ready to take a test, what we got to do? We got to study. We got to meditate. We got to block everything out. I got to study because I got a test coming up. I got to refocus my mind. I didn't say focus. You got to refocus your mind. Refocus my mind tonight, God, so I can study to be quiet. And all I'm going to say to be quiet, trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your way, if you acknowledge God, he said he will direct your path. Tonight, I encourage the believers. I encourage the disciples. I encourage the kingdom women and men of God. The kingdom men, the kingdom women of God is alive tonight. Study to be quiet. If you study to be quiet, during nine until whenever. I ain't going to put no time on it. Put your own time on it. If you study to be quiet after tonight, you're going to win a whole lot of battles. You're going to conquer a whole lot of enemies. You're going to conquer a whole lot of demons. Come on, somebody. Woo, hallelujah. Hi. But I'm studying to be quiet now. I'm going to stop speaking so much out of my mouth. I'm going to stop saying stuff out of my mouth. I'm going to study to be quiet. God says, be quiet, silent. But we got to get into a new place, a new position tonight. Tonight, some of us, we need to refocus, reposition ourselves. We replace ourselves in the kingdom of God because we have allowed our own self to get out of place. I ain't going to say the devil, the enemy, witches, and warlocks, Jezebel, Ahab. We allow our own self to get out of place. But now the Lord said, get back, replace yourself, reposition yourself. Come on, somebody. We are soldier. We are warrior. A warrior never quits. A warrior fights to the end. Come on. We all going through. We on the battlefield. We all, but tonight we can all win. We can all win. So I'm encouraging you in my closing tonight. Study to be quiet. If you be quiet with the next 10, 15, 20, 30 days, everything going to change for you, your surroundings. Why? I had to study to be quiet. I went through a test last week, test again today. I had to study to be quiet. The Lord said, you got to take somebody. He said, I'm going to vindicate for you. I'm going to deal with her. Don't worry about her. He said, let me deal with her according to my will, in my timing, in my way. That's another thing. We want, God, get them. God say, pray, Lord, let your will be done. Lord, deal with them according to your will. God, I pray that you arrest them. I pray they get saved. Deliver them, God. See, that's what we should be praying. But first, we've got to be real. We ain't praying that kind of prayer. We tell God what to do to them. Just be real. Let's not be paranoid. We know he's telling the truth. We some of us praying that. Witchcraft prayer. You pray a witchcraft prayer, and you don't even realize it. But you tell God what to do to that sister, do to that brother. And to be praying for them, God save them. God deliver them. Oh, God, set them free, God. That's what we got to pray for them. We should pray that the Bible says he said no soul should be lost. He prayed all soul pending. But then he says some soul ain't going to be saved. But it ain't us to judge nobody. Judge nothing before time. Our problem is we judge people before time. You judge the book and you ain't read the book. Looking on the outside, you already judge it. But what about the inside? Woo, hallelujah. Man draws the outer film. But God judges the heart. I thank God that God is not like me. We all have power been going on by now. man, and like God, but thank God, God is a God of many chances, many opportunities. So tonight, I pray the Lord have blessed you all. Turn it back in the hand of Pastor E. Hamilton. And your sister is done and finished, Pastor E. It's in your hand. God bless. It's in your hand, Pastor E.
Oh, we right here. See, you stopped so quickly. You got to give me a minute to get in. But, you know, if we ever look at the word and knowing that everything that we do has to be according to the word, there's going to be changes in life. There's going to be situations in life. But when we know what Jesus said, it becomes more clear. Because he said, and made it very clear in Matthew chapter 5. Read the whole chapter. But down in 43, 48, he said, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you. I just preached this Sunday. You must have listened to the replay.
Come on now.
And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. He's no respecter person.
Yes.
If you don't speak the truth, how can you ever condemn somebody for not knowing the truth if you never speak the truth?
That's it. Come on now. Come on.
Bottom line. The lines are open. We are on Women Speak Now tonight with Prophetess Lisa Dawan, getting the conversation. It's a good subject, and that's why I'm backing off, because I could have preached, because this is a result of the sermon Sunday. Is that you got to know what you put in is what you get out.
That's it. Come on now. Come on. That's real.
Don't just expect God to be merciful and graceful and forgiving if you're not doing the same thing.
That's right. Come on now. Come on. Much is given, much is required. You're right.
You got to
Come
put
on.
In the work to get the work.
That's it. You got to put it in. Come on.
Oh, my God. Dial one. Come on. Get in the conversation. We're Pastor Cherry. She dropped off. I know she bought the Shabbat.
Oh, my gosh. Praise the Lord.
Welcome to Women Speak Now, Pastor Terry.
Amen. Good evening, beautiful family, Prophetess Lisa, Pastor, and all the listeners. Good word, good subject matter, studying to be quiet when he says, be still and know that I am God. But, you know, it's a lot of times, you know, Prophetess Lisa and Pastor, sometimes we can be quiet. We can be quiet just being quiet to hear from God, and people think something wrong with you. They say, Ashley, are you okay? You're quiet. No. Sometimes you can just be there being quiet and letting him input in you.
Good word.
You gave some good scriptures to line up with his word. So I know God is glorified because I was excited because I know you was going to bring something to the plate tonight. So God bless you, my sister, and much love.
Thank you so much. Love you too, Pastor Terry. Thank you.
And you did say something else too. You said, we got to stay out of folks' business.
We're in folks' business.
I say, you must got their whole relationship together in God.
Yeah.
You know, because
I'm glad you brought that up. Mm-hmm. And you know, you guys know I'm straight across the table. Stay out of my business.
Amen.
I don't care who else business you get in. Stay out of my business.
That's it. You know, I say,
because I'm really about my business, and my business is nobody but the Lord's. But stay out of my business.
That's
please, stay out of my business. Go on, do yours. Do you. Stay out of mine.
Study to be quiet. Oh, my gosh. Yes, that's true. You know, and that's what, you know, Pastor, you taught a long time ago, that we got to keep our mouth off folks.
Yes, we
and like
do.
You said,
come on,
whatever the battle, it is not ours. We have to learn to release it. If you, like you say, don't pray against people, pray for them, pray for the Lord to touch their minds and touch their spirit, you know.
That's
because
right.
you
Come
did
on.
Say the last fruit of the spirit when you said self-control.
Mm-hmm.
Self-controlling self, learning how to manage within ourselves. You know, I always say, I thank but God who manages me. And I always have to thank the Holy Spirit, I think, throughout the day, all day long. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because he can keep us quiet. He keeps us calm, you know. So studying to be quiet is more time in our relationship with
mm-hmm.
him and his word. And like Pastor, you teaches us with Fira. The more time you spend in his word, getting familiar with it, and then you get that understanding, you get revelation, then you'll be able to apply it to your walk. Because I thank God I'm not what I used to be, but I know he's still working in me.
But don't get it twisted. Hey, but don't get it twisted. I'm still not challenged with that old me.
It is. You know,
and that's
is,
the
but,
thing that I hope our listeners are really getting this right now, is that the battle isn't against people. The battle is against you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make the right decision and say, I don't do what I used to do. You have
I'm
to make the right decision to say, I don't say what I used to say. Because believe me,
mm-hmm.
I can daily jump up and say, don't talk to me that way. Don't do me this way. But but it's no longer my way. It's God's way.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh. Amen.
But do
not, and
everybody listen to me out there, do not hold back what God is saying in your life. Nobody can tell you what God is saying if you have a relationship with God.
Come on
now. That's good. Yeah.
He's the one that tells you to slow down. He's the one. It's not the law. It's not probation. It's not parole. It's God who tells you, say, ooh, peace be still. No, you know you don't do that no more. I experience this daily.
Yes. Thank you.
And know that what God has called you to do, don't be scared either.
That's true. Amen.
Step up. Step out.
Amen.
And step in.
Amen. Tell them to push one and come on in. Amen.
Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. You see, I told you guys, you know, prophetess wants to spark a word and then give it back to me. I'll be preaching by now. So we're going to keep it honest and say, you know, guys out there, you know what? Get ready for the work.
You stop me up, Kathleen.
I know I am.
You are.
Look, you and Pastor Terry are my OGs. Y'all been around a long time. Y'all know I'm something else.
Yes, we have. Thank God for the connection.
Praise God. You know, yes, we thank God for the connection, Pastor, and we thank God for us to be able to have this radio broadcast for listeners, because, like you said, some people, they don't know how to get, and some seniors don't know how to get on the internet to get the broadcast. So calling in, they like calling in and just listening, you know, to hear a word.
It's going to stay here. We're never going to let this go.
Amen.
God spoke it, and he said, and now network is for those that need this avenue forever.
Amen.
Now, there may be somebody out there, you've heard us because we always talk good. But you may be out there and you are like, should I dial one? Can I dial one? Yes, you can. If you dial one, that brings you into the queue because we want to hear from you. Because it's just not about what we think. It's about what God says, but he can also speak to you. Please dial one. Then those others out there that you don't even know you hear, but you heard some dynamic testimonies and the dynamic work, you better dial one right now because we want to just know who you are and how can we connect with you in this hour. This is Women Speak Now and Be Heard. Dial one. Now, prophetess, it's not like we don't have, and I'm not going to put it out there on the bus, but I know I have 30 online, and I know I have at least 30 on board.
Yes.
If they don't dial one, that means they got everything they were supposed to get.
Amen.
And we're going to respect that.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Any announcements that you have, any things you have going on? If not, pray us out of here, and let's enjoy this evening.
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, on this Sunday, I'll be traveling to Pinedale, Florida, have a speaking engagement at 11 a.m. So I'm just, and matter of fact, I got an opportunity to go on the NAS network. So God is really opening up some major doors for me in 2023 because I have waited until my time. Come on, somebody. So you got to know that it's my time and it's my season to be able to go forward. For the Bible said, those that wait upon the Lord should renew your strength. And we have to wait on God to open those doors for us. So I'm excited about the doors that God's opened up. And
my ears will hurt me. You said opportunity to go where?
I have opportunity to go on the Nine Network. Yes.
On the who network?
Nine Network. It's a gospel TV.
Did you say the not or the now?
No. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry because you did. This is for you. That's what God opened up for you. I'm not gonna take it back yet. This is something that God is doing. Amen. But
I want to tell you that same Now Network is been fighting with me forever because I own that Now Network.
And you know what? That's why I said no. I'm not gonna take it back. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, because that's been a controversy, and I'm gonna say it out loud because I'm not ashamed. We own NOW Network, not Our Will Network. We are the first Now Network in America. We are certified, bona fide with the domain and the governmental seal. And there's another Now Network down south that's always trying to pull our people.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one Now Network. Pastor Terry, how many Now Networks
OG.
Are there?
The OG, the one and only, none after. Amen. Now Network, not Our Will. Amen.
And they've been trying to pull our people forever. But there's only one bona fide Now Network.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Yes, indeed.
Speak it, man of God.
No, real talk. I'm telling you. You can call the government, and they're going to say, well, no, that's Pastor E is the real Now Network.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Terry, listen, Pastor Terry. see, it don't stop.
Amen.
Okay, so without getting any further, we do have a caller. Area code 5850, last 4, 8817. Excuse us for our network discrepancies, but welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Hello, my name is Apostle Mike. I just wanted to say also a word on tonight, and I'm so thankful to listen in and have a listening ear. And the word was good. People need to know that God gave us two ears and one mouth. We're supposed to listen twice as much as speak, so it's always good. That we silent sometimes, hear what thus saith the Lord. And I'm just thankful and grateful and thankful for Pastor Lisa Harris inviting me on the line tonight so I could listen in and be fed on tonight. And you all be blessed, and thank you once again.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Man of God, we appreciate you being here this evening and tolerating our mess. God bless you so much. We know we'll hear from you again. Any other callers? Anybody? Dial one. Don't make me throw you under the bus. But this is our time to really reflect and to really connect with one another, because nobody's right except Jesus. Dial one.
Amen.
Amen, prophetess. That is... that was our last caller. Go ahead and pray us out of here. Let us know what you have going on in your arena. We are doing so many great things throughout this network.
Amen.
If you're interested in partnering with us and covenanting with us and being heard on this network, please get in touch with us. Call Pastor Terry at 562-413-3710. She is our program manager, and it can make it happen. But we have plenty of slots for your voice to be heard here on the Now Network. Pastor, Prophetess, go ahead and pray us out here.
Hey, amen. I just want to say before I pray, I'm laughing at myself tonight because I'm laughing because how the enemy, different spirits did not want me to come on this line tonight. And I thank God again that my ears were sensitive and my spirit was sensitive to the voice of God on tonight, because I know God always have a word for the people. So I'm just so grateful and honored tonight that I was obedient. Amen. And I just continued. I told Lord, help me, God, to walk in obedience unto him. So let's pray tonight. I just want to thank God for everybody tonight. Pastor E. Hamilton, he's a great, mighty man of God. I encourage the men on this line tonight that you need to connect with Pastor E. Hamilton. He has a lot of things going on. He has a lot of love, and he will give you an opportunity, amen, to share what God has put on your heart. In other words, you'll be free. He ain't want no kind of carp on his own self. Amen. So let's pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence tonight. We just come before you, bow thy head and humble hearts. Father God, we come to tell the Lord thank you on tonight, God. We ask you to bless every call that took time out to dial in on tonight. God, we pray that they would just not hear this word. Let this word, God, be absorbed. Let this word go deep inside of them on tonight. And let them apply this word from this night forevermore, that we all going to study to be quiet. We all going to only speak what God say speak. So tonight, I ask you to bless your peoples on tonight. God, I cover them tonight in the blood of Jesus. As I plead the blood, plotting for them tonight, that you will just watch over them, God, and ask you to cover and shield your people. Bless Pastor E. Bless Pastor Terry. Bless all the callers tonight, God. They took time out to come on this line to support me. And for that, I am very grateful and very humble. And tonight, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. And I thank you tonight for one more opportunity. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Amen. I love you all so much.
And we are grateful. Hallelujah. Is anybody grateful for what he's done? He sent his son and all that he's done. Nice.